This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What's up? What's happening? Welcome in. It's Hoffman Show on a Wednesday. I don't know why that felt rushed. Hi, everybody. It's Hoffman Show on a Wednesday, streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Of course, our podcast. If you like this here program, but you're not going to be able to listen to the whole thing, yes, you can on your time. Check out the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. We are live on YouTube as well at the Team 980, where I would go to the two shot, but Ben Strober is very much... Everybody, look, it's the side of Ben Strober's face.
Strobe's hijacking the show, Craig.
I mean, bro, we had you in all last week. Anthony's back. He's not in Europe anymore. What are we doing?
I missed it. I had to come back for more.
I totally understand that. great job on the Russell show today. I guess. I'm not going to pretend that I listened to the whole thing. But you guys made it to the end. And sometimes on that show, that's the survival.
Took more calls than I ever have in my life.
Yeah, we're going to take some too today at 301-230-0980. It's the same exact thing that Russell was taking them about. And it's pretty simple. What do you think of the new uniforms? Because I've seen basically universal praise for the Commanders' new old threads. We knew this was coming today. They announced, what was it, a week ago or so, that today is the day, July 9th, that they would unveil the new threads. We knew that the logo on the helmet would stay the same because they kind of teased that in the preview. And then, sure enough, this morning, it was kind of funny being on social media and everybody's like, oh, where are they? Where are they? Where are they? Like, everybody's refreshing everything. And then all of a sudden, bang, they drop. And it's exactly pretty much what the old uniforms used to be. And the exception is the helmet. Obviously, there's a couple of touches missing. The old name is not there because that's not what they're called anymore. I do think it's interesting, Anthony, that the Commanders isn't, like, the name Commanders isn't anywhere on. But, like, that's what it means to have a brand. Like, when you see the Air Jordan logo, it doesn't matter what color it's in. It doesn't matter if it says Air Jordan. But, like, you know the Jumpman. Like, that is a brand. Even, shoot, forget the Jumpman. That swoosh, you know that's Nike. There are certain things. If you see any kind of Argyle with the light blue, you know, and that specific light blue, you know that's the University of North Carolina. Like, rare is a color combination in pro sports where you're like, oh. Like, I think the Dolphins have it. Miami's, like, color combo is pretty unique. You know, beyond that, like, I'm sure there's others that are kind of really, really unique. Like, I think of some of the great brands in sports, but like the Cowboys and the Yankees kind of have the same color of navy-ish blue. Like, I'm sure they have different shades, and the people at Sherwin-Williams / the people in the branding departments of the Cowboys and Yankees would be very upset that I don't know that one is insert fancy color name here and the other's insert other fancy color name. But like, the burgundy and gold is so iconic that it doesn't need anything else. Everyone knows exactly what that jersey is. Which team it is. And, you know, unlike, say, the star for the Cowboys or, you know, pick a logo for another team, it is the colorway to the point that we call the team the burgundy and gold. Like, that's the thing. We had the show that was like burgundy and gold today. You know, Doc was talking about the heyday. Yeah, back when I was in the burgundy and gold. Like, it's an identifying characteristic. And so to bring that back to me is like A plus. Don't mess with it. Some of the details in terms of like the font with the name on the back, that was very distinct back in the day. They kept it slightly upgraded in terms of clarity, whatever. Just made it the sharper, more modern version, but the same font pretty much that they used to have. It's just, it's really good. And I think the bigger thing is for me, like the thing that actually matters here as much as the uniforms. I know for some people this matters. Well, I'll speak for myself. This to me matters way more than the uniforms. I know for some people the uniforms themselves are a huge deal because you grew up with them. I didn't, both by age and where I grew up. So putting that aside, as an analyst, the fact that, and as a talk show host, the fact that the ownership group is awake and that they are in tune, Anthony, with the fan base. They are like, hello, we are paying attention. We hear you. There are certain things that some of you want that we can't do, that others of you want that we can't do. And that could be whether it's name, logos, feathers. And again, like those are very divisive. But I think the thing that pretty much everybody agrees upon is this color scheme. So we're going to do that. And on that level, we're going to make everyone happy. We're going to continue to find ways to honor the past of the good parts of this organization. We're not going to have a lot to say about the 25 plus years that Dan Snyder was in charge because almost nothing good happened. And that's how we're going to roll. And to be smart, responsive, to get it right, to be tasteful, to do all of the things in the right way. The rollout is excellent. I will say just real quickly, I know that Terry McLaurin is missing from all of this in the rollout. My guess is because he hasn't been there for the photo shoots. It's hard to include him when he's holding out. I'm guessing a lot of these photo shoots happened at Media Day and there were no leaks, no nothing, which is great. And they've been holding on to these photos for a couple of weeks. But you can't put Terry in the new uniform and have him as a part of the rollout if he's not there for mandatory minicamp because he's not physically there. You're not going to send him one and be like, hey, man, set up your iPhone. Take a selfie. No. So with all that said, outside of the fact that one of your star players is missing from the rollout for a totally understandable reason, it's an A+. So the team and the ownership group and everybody gets an A+. And they get a total pass on the Terry part of it, but it does kind of suck that he's not in these photos. I'm sure they will get him in a uniform and take his photo as soon as he is back for training camp in August, and then he will be a part of future promotions for the these new unis. So that's my uniform spiel, Anthony. You've been a longtime fan. You grew up here. You were psyched this morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I was excited to see the new unis. And I think you hit on it earlier where you were just talking about, you know, the burgundy and brand being the brand itself and, you know, that, you know, telling everybody like who we are kind of thing. And sometimes it's just okay to, you know, sometimes less is more kind of a thing. And I think that's what we get out of these uniforms because, again, we don't have all the crazy, you know, helmets and crazy colors, designs and things of that nature. It's pretty like, you know, simple and like basic to me. And I think sometimes that can just be good enough itself. And it just, I think there's just a lot of history also just with like going back to, you know, the glory days and reliving that and kind of like, you know, being in tune with it. And I think Josh Harris and company, they just understood, you know, they understood the assignment and yeah. they understood, you know, the fan base and what we wanted. And they made that dream come true. So
they didn't need to reimagine the old uniforms.
Yeah.
They needed to reproduce the old uniforms as close as they could with the name being Commanders and with a different logo because the current logo of the team and the current name of the team are different than the old logo and the old name. I'm not here to argue about those things. I'm not doing that show today, and I'm never doing that show again, not because there's not a difference of opinion and that I'm like, woohoo, they actually got it right. They've said they're done with that. Like, this is what the team is called. This is what the logo, I think. We'll see if they change the logo eventually, if they come up with something different. But the W with the Washington Monument in the middle, the black W, like that's actually, they have a version of it with the Washington Monument in the middle. But the standard one doesn't even have it. Like the one that's on the helmet doesn't even have it. So like this is the W is it. But with that stuff off the table, I'm curious what folks think. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Commanders got new uniforms. They're the same as the old uniforms. You happy about it? Your calls next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102!
Laser beams!
off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.